Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve Larson and wherever fine podcasts are available.
Including?
Such as iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, Google Play,
SoundCloud,
and very soon Spotify.
That's correct. Wow. There's no guarantees on the Spotify thing. I'm really looking forward to this week being over so that next week when I come back, I'll have a voice I can actually, you know, do things with.
Yeah.
My voice is completely and totally neutered at this point.
Yes.
I can't do Vince.
Nope.
No Scott Steiner.
Nope.
No.
You can barely do Steve.
I can barely do me. But I appreciate you doing that. You're doing good at the intros.
Thank you.
Even when I get my voice back, we're going to continue to have you do some of the intros.
All right.
I like that idea a lot. All right, so this is our episode. Oh, we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw, where you can get neither of the shirts we're currently wearing.
Oh, no.
No, this is a shirt. I was thinking about bringing this design back for Pro Wrestling Tees, but it is such a blatant ripoff of one of the Young Bucks shirts, which I was totally cool doing in the first place because their gimmick is essentially a ripoff of like DX and shit, where they do all the suck-its and whatnot. And so I was like, hey, you know what? I don't really care. I want to do like a cool vintage shirt. But I might do something similar to this, but then reconfigure a little bit. You know, maybe do it in red and move some of the things around.
Yeah.
Put some two sweets on here.
No.
A couple of two sweets. Like, it'll be a botch one. There'll be one going this way, one going this way. So it'll be like a botch two sweet on the vintage shirt.
We can't really tell. Like, on a shirt, you can't really tell. It's just two sweets in.
I know. There's no real shirt that goes like this. Like, it shows the actual two sweet in action.
I know.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll do like... I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have more designs there soon, but right now we've got four lovely designs at Pro Wrestling Tees. We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. You can contribute to the show, get one of these postcards, watch a live stream.
Get a t-shirt.
Get a fancy pants t-shirt. Like a fancy, it's like a silk screen t-shirt. It's not one of them like iron-on things you find wherever. Anyways.
We had 205 Live and NXT on this week.
You know what? This week I'm not going to shit on 205 Live. I actually kind of enjoyed 205 Live.
All the matches were enjoyable.
I think it was Tony Nese's new color scheme.
Yeah.
His color. What do you call it in shoes? Colorway?
Yeah.
Yeah, his new colorway. Because he came out after like being injured for a very short spell.
Yeah, now he's in teal.
It's like teal, but with like a nice yellow
trim.
Yellow trim. It looks very nice on him. And he was very jazzed to be there. I was like, you know what? But no, it was a good rundown this week. We had kicked off with the Brian Kendrick and Akira Tozawa. They finally had a match. Once again, Brian Kendrick outsmarting the younger Akira Tozawa.
Yeah, it was a good match back and forth.
Yeah.
Kendrick got the upper hand on the outside of the ring and stuck Tozawa's foot in the I don't know what you call it, the rope.
Yeah, I have no idea what it was.
That keeps the canvas on the ring.
Right. So
Akira Tozawa was stuck there. He couldn't get his foot out of the under part of the ring.
I counted out.
Yep.
Ref counted to 10, and he lost due to count out. So Brian Kendrick right here. Then he gave an interview backstage where they said, you know, is this done? Are you done with it? You know, says, no, it'll never be done. He thinks he's better than me. He thinks he doesn't need me.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing at Fastlane they're gonna have like a blow.
Maybe during the pre-show.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Maybe on the main card. I think it'd be great if it was on the main card.
Well, Fastlane's a Raw card.
Yeah, but they have the Cruiserweight title match on the main card.
Oh. Okay. Maybe pre-show match then, or maybe it'll be on 205 Live. Who knows? There's still one more week. So, maybe next week on 205 Live. Who knows? Anyways, then we had a Noam Dar interview before his match with Mustafa Ali.
Yes. Responding to what Rich Swann said last week.
Mm-hmm. He was a bit hypocritical. He said, you know, he was very obvious about it. He was saying, you know, how dare a guy, you know, talk to another man's lady right in front of him when he knows they're together and he knows they're an item.
And, but he spoke to the strength of his relationship.
Yes.
With Alicia
Fergs. And he backed away from the mic when he did this time. He said, Alicia Fergs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
I love that guy. He's so funny.
And then Noam Dar had a match against Mustafa Ali. A really good match.
I like Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, Mustafa Ali's great.
Yeah, I know. He's good. It was a really good match. It was fun stuff.
A lot of back and forth. Mm-hmm. Noam Dar picked up the win with a running knee to the head of Mustafa Ali. But again, a lot of good moves. A lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
Well-paced, well-done match.
Yeah,
good storytelling.
Good. Yeah, good stuff. Then Neville gave an interview. I'm trying to remember this one now. How did this one? Where was this? How did this one go down?
It was backstage.
It was backstage.
It was typical mean Neville.
It was like sort of in reaction to the contract signing that went awry on Raw. Typical mean Neville stuff, I would imagine. Then Jack Gallagher gave an interview. Well, I don't remember any. I don't remember either of these things.
I remember Gallagher kind of flubbing a couple lines during his interview.
Oh, did he? Okay.
That's all I really remember.
That was backstage, too. I vaguely remember
it. Yes, it was.
Okay. Anyways, probably didn't see anything new. Then we had Gallagher versus Nice. That was a really good match.
Yeah.
That was actually a really fun, well-paced match. A
lot of good back and forth.
Yeah.
Storytelling.
Yeah. This is a real look, man. We're riding out. We shouldn't travel anymore. Like, I know we have to, like we do.
Well, if we travel, we should actually, like, take a day off to recuperate.
I know, but how do we do that? The show must go on, Larson.
I know. I mean, it's the nature of the industry we're in. We have to do something every weekday.
It's going to be, let's see here, Monday. Okay, so assume we get Monday to at least get it. I'm telling you, man, when we come back, let's see, WrestleMania, at least we'll have.
We come back on Tuesday.
Shit.
No rest.
Shit.
We have to rest while we're there.
Yeah, that's going to be a massive pain in the ass. I'm telling you, man, we got to bring Cannon Grant in here. We got to get him it'll be the Cannon Grant show for like 2 days.
Okay.
All right, time for the dirt sheet. I hear Vince isn't very happy with The Rock. Wonder what that's all about. Next story. And in fact, he did Snapchat me too after I shouted him out the other day.
Yeah.
And he did his version of me doing him.
That's funny. Jack Gallagher delivered a really good headbutt to Tony Nese.
Oh yeah,
during this match, like I thought it actually was head to head combat.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you never know.
Real time. Usually you can tell he hits him right here on the shoulder or collarbone, but this one looked like it was pretty close to the actual head.
Man, I think Gallagher is really stepping it up in this lead up to this title fight, and I'm hoping that it's impressing some people backstage.
Yeah.
Because I could see him. I could see him in a really fun feud with like an Austin Aries.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a really cool Austin Aries return package last night. That was really neat.
Teasing his in-ring return. They didn't confirm when it would happen, but Austin said after the package, you know, if and when I decide to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it was a couple weeks ago that he was medically cleared to return. So I would suspect if the plan is Neville versus Aries that they're going to start that.
Yeah.
The Raw after Fastlane.
I would think so, yeah.
Or at least a 205 Live after Fastlane.
They're going to build a WrestleMania.
We'll have one of those interview segments, and something will cause some beef between the two of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, is Austin Aries simply going to be a face because he's returning? Because he works the heel angle so damn well.
I have a feeling he's going to be an arrogant face.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's just going to be Austin Aries.
Yeah.
But
that could be really good. That could be really good.
I don't think he's going to play up the heel tactics per se. He's just going to be him.
Yeah. Any chance Gallagher takes that title and they launch into Aries versus Gallagher?
I'd be very surprised.
Me too, although there's a part of me that thinks it's a better matchup.
Could be. If they want to keep Aries a heel.
Yeah.
But I think he can exist above the face-heel spectrum.
Probably right about that, especially since it's a return.
Solidly tweener.
Yeah. I'm just really big on Jack Gallagher these days. The more you poo-poo his running dropkick as a finisher, the more I like it, and the more I just really love his headbutt.
No, I think the headbutt is a more dynamic finisher, I feel like, and it can come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
he can just end a match in surprise fashion, fall on the guy, get the pin. I think that's a great way to finish the match. Me, I understand that if you do that every time, it loses the impact.
Yeah, a little bit.
I get that. But it's not necessarily that his dropkick is bad. I've just seen countless wrestlers use a dropkick as a standard move.
But like a running into the corner dropkick.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
No, you haven't seen
Daniel
that.
Bryan used to do that.
Daniel Bryan's finish was a running knee to the corner.
No.
Or it's a running knee.
Yeah, it was a running knee.
Okay, it was a running knee. It's even worse.
No, it's not.
You don't have like the torque of the, like you're not back up against a wall.
But the running knee, here's two things about that. One.
You can just fall with it and you're fine.
Well, that's how they sell it, yeah. They can do the same thing for a standard dropkick.
Not in the corner?
No, I understand that. The thing about that.
I like that you have your little guy set up with your fingers. Yeah, because
it's running. You can't see it. Running. The knee, there's less surface area to disperse the force. Yeah, and
no, you got this big old bone right here. I know.
As opposed to 2 feet, yeah.
Yeah.
2 feet kicking somebody disperses the force over a greater surface area, whereas a knee, smaller surface area, and compared to the bottom of a foot, it's sharper.
Yeah, okay.
More impact on a smaller surface area, thus is more powerful.
Okay, here's the thing, though. You lose because you're arguing the logic of like the impact of a move in pro wrestling.
Yeah, but you want to know why I think the knee plus is better than the running drop kick to the corner? That's why.
Okay. What's your favorite finisher?
All time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's powerbomb.
Yeah, it's got to be a powerbomb, right?
Or the RKO.
Yeah, I know, but the RKO, like all you're doing is you're gently guiding a guy's head down onto the mat and he like lands
but I
softly.
Think the beauty of
like the impact of these moves aren't really the thing.
Beauty of the RKO is not that it's, you know, obviously it's not a forceful move. I understand that. But
is RKO your favorite cutter?
I think so because he does it in ways
so.
Because he literally
it's a stunner.
No, but I know, but like Stone Cold Stunner was great, but there was always it needed a setup. The RKO does it. It can come out at any time.
Man, can we talk about Mark Andrews and his stunner last night? It was great. Let's talk about NXT.
Well, we got to say Jack Gallagher picked up the win.
Jack Gallagher did, in fact, pick up the win. How do you feel about this? We got some people in the comments of our PWG video asking us to, like, not spoil who won.
Oh, they want to wait
until
the DVD.
Or to wait until a DVD comes out? I don't really think that's going to happen.
No.
If I go to a live show, I want to talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The next day, yeah.
Like, no offense to anybody out there, but just wait. How about this? You guys just wait until the DVD comes out and then watch the video.
Yeah. I mean, we're not the only source of
there's a million spoilers for PWG online.
Yeah.
All right. And it's not like PWG is an ongoing soap opera.
No.
NXT Live.
NXT.
And we don't spoil shit in our thumbnails.
No.
You have to dig into the episode.
Other than the fact that we were there.
Yeah, exactly. And Adam Cole and the Young Bucks were there.
Yeah.
NXT Live. Wait, NXT Live. That was weird. NXT.
There you go.
It was actually episode 379.
Oh, you remember that? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I do. Because I had to watch I watched three times. I was so tired yesterday. Anyways.
Yeah, Steve's sick, in case you haven't noticed.
Oh, yeah. I did not mention that at the start of the show.
I don't know if you did. You said you lost your voice, but you're sick. Yeah. You're firmly, officially
I'm
sick.
Actually sick, yeah.
And I've been dealing with, like, headaches all week.
Jesus Christ. What are we going to do at Mania? Are we going to last Saturday? Are we going to make it to Mania? Because we've got Friday, we've got... It was weird. Remember how I told you I had some problems getting them damn tickets to Progress?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I had bought the proper tickets. They get in the mail, and it's the show on right during NXT that is it's not Progress. It's another WWN show, Mercury Rising, and like Ricochet's on it. It's probably going to be fine. I have no idea. I have no clue. Anyways, I got the tickets. I hop back online and I buy some. We have fifth row at Progress, so it's still okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that happened. So now we have a couple extra tickets for a show that we're not going to go to.
Can you contact them and see what...
I'll see. I don't know. We might give them away or something.
Yeah, we can give them away.
Like a meetup. I don't know. So anyways. NXT. But no, we're definitely going to Progress.
Yes.
Yeah, that's happening.
That's on Friday.
Yes, correct. Okay. It's Friday at like noon.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was in the afternoon. I know it was at noon.
It's at noon.
Okay.
So for us, it's like 9 in the morning.
Yeah. We'll have a long travel day the day before.
That'll be fun.
We'll give us plenty of time maybe to go to WrestleCon afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. That should be fun. I was looking at the website for WrestleCon, and like the guest lineup there is fantastic.
I know. You have to pay more to enjoy the guest lineup.
Wait, what?
I think you have to pay to get in the door, yeah. And then if you want to do the autograph sessions.
Oh, I don't want anybody's autograph.
You have to pay more money.
I just want to walk around and see all the, like, what is going to be there? What booths are going to be there? I want to know.
Yeah.
Should we have a booth there? I don't think we can now.
Not now, but yeah.
Should we have a booth there?
Sure, next year.
Bring all our merch?
But we don't have time. Like, Saturday, we're booked all day.
Yeah, we can't do shit.
Sunday,
man.
We're booked, you know, it's WrestleMania. That's most of the day.
NXT opened up with Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan versus Peyton Royce for the number one contender spot against Asuka for next week's NXT.
Fun match.
Very fun match. Ember Moon, ever theme song stuck in my head.
It's a good song.
Yeah. And
the basic story going through this match was that Peyton Royce, specifically, in one instance, Liv Morgan,
yeah.
were doing everything they could to keep Ember Moon out of the match.
Correct.
Keep it a one-on-one match.
Yeah, yeah.
And by and large, they were successful. It all kind of started, there was a spot on the outside where Ember Moon launched herself over the top rope onto Liv Morgan, and then Peyton Royce threw into the ring steps.
I get the feeling watching these guys, these gals, that Ember Moon, and I didn't notice it with Peyton Royce, but it could be. Ember Moon was trying to make Liv Morgan look good. She was going out of her way to make her look extra good. And I think there's something that really cool about that. I really like that. And it's very heartening to see that because I think Ember Moon is like sort of ready for prime time already.
Oh, yeah.
So I really like her. Peyton Royce, of course, also had Billy Kay come out with her.
Yes.
Did you see Billy Kay botch the way she carries her arms when she came out? Her arms were out like this in a weird way. Like
she didn't realize
that she didn't know like how to put them down like this. They're like this.
Usually she's holding onto her cape kind of, right?
Maybe she thought it was like somebody changed her attire, but she had the same motion in her entrance.
Maybe, yeah.
So she was like this. Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. She didn't have a cape this time, though.
No, obviously.
She was wearing
a t-shirt.
Yeah, a t-shirt said iconic. And so, yeah, no, like you said, it was a fun match. Peyton Royce ended up picking up the win.
Pinning Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan looks great. I like she's very well-branded. Like she looks like a walking Jordan.
Yeah.
Like a Jordan shoe.
Well, her outfit last night was inspired by Space Jam.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, yeah. That's what I figured. It looked like that.
I think so.
She
is improving.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Week by week.
They just need that. She needs more promo time because I think that's going to be kind of, I'm not going to say a struggle, but I think that's going to be a lot of her appeal is going to be how seamless she can be on the mic, just being herself.
Yeah.
But without like stuttering around and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Peyton Royce picked up the win with the fisherman suplex.
Perfect plex, yeah.
Yeah, perfect plex. Yeah. Bridging perfect plex.
Yeah, exactly.
Got the win.
Man, then we had, I was very happy about this. Pete Dunne, Mark Andrews.
These two gentlemen always put on good matches.
Fucking
they had a great
love these
match
guys.
At PWG Battle of Los Angeles last year. They had a great match during the UK tournament, and they had a great match last night on NXT.
I love these guys. I love Mark Andrews. I really love Pete Dunne. Everybody on the Twitter, by the way, to this day, like when I guess it was just yesterday that we had said, yeah, no, everybody's right. Pete Dunne should be like the other guy. I bought that shirt today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, this morning.
It's a good shirt.
Yeah, it's really rad. It's a cool shirt.
Did you get the maroon one or the black one?
I mean, I go black.
All right, maybe I'll get the maroon one then.
There you go. We can be twinsies at the Progress show.
Yeah, Pete Dunne has some good-looking shirts.
A couple of Pete Dunne marks. I notice more and more wrestlers on that big cartel. Some of the British guys are on the big cartel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get, I think, more of a cut that way.
Could be.
Anyways, no, it was a fantastic match. Like, the story was Pete Dunne just trying to get towards the finish. He was trying to hit his finish, and Mark Andrews kept on flying his way out of it.
Yeah.
Like, do some shit. We got to see, like I said, I mentioned this earlier, Mark Andrews delivered, like, this fucking stunner out of nowhere.
Yeah, he did that during the tournament.
That was rad.
Yeah.
It was so fucking cool. Pete Dunne. I like that Pete Dunne basically treats his opponent like a pile of trash. Like, he'll just flip them and just let them fall somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
Well, like his X-plex is
yeah,
a standing
yeah,
suplex, but yeah. Instead of going back, he just flips him up.
He just flips him up and lets him fall.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that shit. He is so in his facial expression. Then, so he picked up the win over Mark Andrews. And then they do a great close-up on him. Number one, during his entrance, when he came out, they had a really great close-up on him. And he was fully in character, but I swear to God, there was a little twinkle in his eye. Him understanding this is his NXT debut. And I know he's not like an official NXT guy, But the fact that that British Strong Style promo where he was like, progress is merely a ticket or Tokyo.
Yeah.
I love his voice, by the way. I could fucking impersonate him all day long. But you could tell there was like a little twinkle in his eye, you know, like, and he was just extra mean mugging. It was really cool to see like a young dude like that achieve, you know, one thing off his bucket list, evidently. Yeah. But anyways, like I said, it was a fantastic match. And then at the end, when he picked up the pin, he finally hit his the bitter end, his finish over Mark Andrews. And then like the camera sort of goes into close up on him. And he's like, look, he's just like mean mugging Mark Andrews' face. Like, you just beat the guy. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just fucking did that to you.
Yeah.
So, really, really cool. Love Pete Dunne. Love Mark Andrews.
Yes.
Both very great. Impressive. And the crowd is eating it up. Then we had a Peyton Royce, Billy Kay interview. I sort of like didn't pay attention to this one. I figured they were just saying normal shit.
Yeah. They were doing their thing.
Yeah.
Where they were enjoying the fact that Peyton Royce was now number one contender. To Asuka's NXT Women's Championship.
Yeah, here's a little word of advice for Peyton Royce. You're not fighting her on a takeover, so you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Oh man, do you think the WWE cares that Asuka is about to break Bill Goldberg's kayfabe record?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
How great would it be if they did? And
they've
they had
never
her
hyped. They've never referenced it. They've said she's undefeated.
Yeah.
They've never hyped up.
They've never hyped
won.
Up a streak. I still think it's great. I really hope she breaks it.
Oh, she will. Because wait, it takes her through Mania weekend, right? If she gets through that, then it's like a given that she'll break it. So long as she retains a takeover Orlando, it seems like she'll...
I'm not going to ask you to reveal it. Did you look at the latest spoilers
for the tapings? I went through them.
Do they set up Nikki Cross?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I didn't notice.
Okay, all right.
I noticed one thing.
Don't tell me.
Did you not look at him?
I didn't look.
Okay,
we'll I just talk saw about that. I just saw that Finn showed up. Yeah, well, after the cameras roll. Ty Dillinger.
Apparently, this was something on WWE.com that ran earlier in the week. I hadn't seen it.
He was walking into the Performance Center.
Man.
Yeah. What?
Great promo.
Oh,
great
yeah,
interview.
Good. Yeah, it was really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It's a weird matchup, him and Sanity.
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger.
Well, it's odd that Sanity would want Ty to join them. In the first place,
he's not scruffy at all. He's not. He doesn't look like.
I mean, he's a perfect 10.
He doesn't look like a squatter, you know. I remember I lived in Hollywood for a very short spell, like actual Hollywood, not like oh glitz and glitz Hollywood. It's
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
no,
fucking
I know
tourist trap shithole, and he just reminds me of like people I'd see on the street, just chilling. You know, I'm sorry, Sanity does not Ty. Ty looks amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know why they'd want him. Maybe they want to, like, clean up their act a little bit. You look like you know how to open a loan, how to open a credit card.
Yeah.
We're trying to be normal people. You look like you have a driver's license.
We need someone to drive us around Orlando.
Exactly.
They don't have public transportation here that's worth a damn.
We need an Airbnb. Do you have a phone?
I don't know if Orlando has good public transportation or not.
I have no idea. Then we had a
main event.
So this was kind of just like a rehash of the live show that we went to. We got to see Bobby Roode versus No Way Jose, and it was a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah,
on NXT,
and it was still fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. I love that the camera cut back to No Way Jose during Bobby Roode's entrance
When he was dancing
to it, so you can see him dance to it. And he was doing the thing where, like, he tries to do what is the thing?
Oh, what's it called?
It's not the electric slide, is it?
No,
I don't know what it's called.
I don't remember it's called either. But he had him.
Yeah, and then Bobby Roode was about to do it, and then he realized that he looked like an idiot, and he's not supposed to be doing that. Bobby Roode picked up the win as he was leaving. He decides to come back and starts laying it in No Way Jose again.
And who comes to the ring, Steve?
Chris Hero.
Cassius Ohno.
That's right. People marked out big time.
He dropped a pretty good promo.
Yeah, it was good.
And Roode responded by saying, "Who do you think you are? Is Ohno even your real name?"
He said, "If that is your real
name."
Funny. That was a good moment. That was a great moment. I love that.
So they had some back and forth.
Yeah.
Roode gets in the ring.
Yeah.
Chris Hero, Cassius Ohno, lays into him with a couple elbows.
Sure.
He's great at delivering those elbows. They sound like there's tons of force behind him.
Oh, for
back
sure.
Back body drop. Roode rolls out of the ring.
Yeah. Do we know if Chris Hero ever took on Shibata?
That I don't know.
Interesting. It was a very entertaining episode of NXT. It's weird, man. Like, people in the comments last week were kind of shitting on NXT.
Really?
It's not as good.
It's consistently pretty much the...
Not as good as it used to be.
The best show on WWE's programming.
You know what I'm really curious about? You know, we've been lucky enough, thanks to 2K Games, we've been able to participate in some of the press calls.
Yeah.
With, like, Triple H, Paul Heyman. I would really love to ask Triple H what NXT ideally would look like to him, because he gave that interview, I forget to who, recently. Where he said it's not even close to being what I want it to be.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what he wants it to be, and like if, like what steps like he would want to take to get her.
I wonder if he wants it to legitimately be on the same level as Raw and SmackDown.
I know, but I wonder then how would you reconcile the developmental aspect of it, you know? Like, does he want it to be basically...
Well, I mean, as NXT exists right now, they have the show, which is kind of a mix of developmental, but it's going more towards the direction of people that have plenty of experience, whether it's in TNA or the Indies or in Japan.
Right.
Going to NXT for a few months, getting themselves accustomed to WWE style before going up to the main roster.
Right.
Touring-wise, they have the main show, which tours nationally, and I guess the developmental tour is this tour in Florida.
Right.
So they could kind of, in terms of the touring... then keep that same structure. And then as people develop, you know, in the Florida tours, they can move up to the national tours.
Yeah.
Get some more experience before. But, I mean, if the goal is to make NXT its own standalone third brand on par with Raw and SmackDown, then, you know, there's no moving on to the main roster.
I would assume developing the infrastructure necessary to not do bulk tapings would be one thing. Like, it'd be so you wouldn't have this weird social media gets it first thing. I would assume that was one of them, but I don't know. I think it's a question I'd ask him. But I think, yeah, like getting it on par with the other two brands is probably like where he sees it, where he wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just be interesting to ask him.
Maybe not even in terms of where they're doing their product, because NXT works so well. At the NXT arena.
Yeah.
That, you know, granted, on takeovers, it works great in the larger venue.
Mm-hmm.
But just because the audience is so fervent and so excited for the product.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it gets to that large of a scale, will Vince want to get more involved?
Yeah.
You know, will that kind of curtail what Triple H really wants it to be? Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Let's answer some questions.
Okay.
Haven Elric. Do you think because of the Benoit tragedy, WWE wouldn't or would ever sign his son, David, who was behind the scenes at a WWE Live event last week? Above titles, Alex C. actually makes a good point here. He says he's a spitting image of his dad, which he is, so it'd be weird to watch him in WWE ring. I honestly think, I mean, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that thinks, you know, that's an association I'm not sure that they really want to make, you know? I mean, how do you bring in that dude?
Without referencing his father's career.
Unless
what he did,
unless you simply, I don't know. Unless you completely name him something different,
mm-hmm.
and just no sell any mention of the fact that he's Benoit's kid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea either.
Yeah.
Mitchell Elam. Hey, friendos, I was just thinking that Billy Kay's finisher should be named Every Kick Begins With K.
Oh, my God, that's good.
That's really good.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
And got me to wonder who else needs a renaming or a different move for their name. That's fantastic.
You tell us, Mitchell, because that's amazing.
That's so good.
Because it is what it is.
I know. It's perfect. That's a perfect name.
Oh, my God, that's great. Oh my God, that was good. I like that. I can't do one better. What's a crappy finish name, though?
There's a lot of them. Like, I feel like Braun Strowman's running power slam should get a name. That's not just running power slam.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? Have Braun's finisher be a brain buster, but instead
Braun Buster.
Call it the Braun Buster.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's good. I love the brain buster.
Yeah.
Empire of Filth. Pre-cum taste tester, Naffaretti. You guys are fucking gross. What the heck? I've been repackaged after joining this faction. He explains it. Okay. You got the low end of that stick there, buddy. Do you guys remember Chris Masters and his Master Lock Challenge? Yeah, we just talked about that Count Out? It was probably Count Out, yeah. If so, what is something that could be the modern version of the Master Lock Challenge? I actually really like the Master Lock Challenge. It was something kind of different. It was every week he'd invite a new schmo up to, I think he would like lay out money or something.
Yeah.
And then they would try to, he would put them in like his master lock, which is like a full Nelson, I think. And then they would try to get out of it, and he, you know, nobody would be able to do it except for evidently Bobby Lashley. What's something that could be a modern version of it? Who's a good submission wrestler in like NXT right now?
They're not really pushing the submission aspects, at least for most of the wrestlers who have submission finishers are in the women's division.
Yeah, that's true. The Asuka Lock Challenge. There you go. Have her take on a bunch of female jobbers.
When she moves up to the main roster.
Yeah, that'd be so beneath her, though.
Yeah, it really would. Jaunty. Hey, friendos, do you feel like Asuka's dominant reign as NXT Women's Champion has held back the women's division? He thinks Asuka should have been called up ages ago. They've done a really good job of bringing the division as a whole back up following the call-up of Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, I mean, like Peyton Royce, Ember Moon,
and
Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
You know, they've all their stock has been elevated.
Oh, for sure.
Over the last months that Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
So, right now, you can't really say, with possible exception of Ember Moon, that any one of those competitors can beat Asuka right now. But when Asuka gets called up to main, I don't think the women's division as a whole is going to suffer from her loss, because I think there's plenty of really good talent there to kind of take over the mantle as top star of the women's division.
I don't think it's held. I agree with your points, and in addition to that, I would say that the women's division, the people they've reloaded with, they've needed to find themselves. They've needed that time to find themselves, because I can't see any of them as having been champion over the last 3 months. You know, like, it just, none of them feel realistic, with the possible exception of Ember Moon. Mm-hmm. But I like that they're basically getting it to where sort of instill like the knee deep, neck deep in the getting to know you phase. Mm-hmm. And I like that. And that's good. And none of them need to be champion. And I don't think it's held it back at all. I think they've had, like you said, they've had really good opportunity to reload. That's what they've done. I agree that she should have been called up ages ago, but it doesn't feel odd. It doesn't feel as odd with Asuka as it does with Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, he said in an interview recently that he hopes to find a spot on the WrestleMania card. Mm-hmm. You got to think, he debuted at the TakeOver before WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a spot on the card at WrestleMania this year. It's kind of bogus.
Well, after WrestleMania, we'll be seeing him on the main roster.
I know. He'll be in the main event at 34, probably.
Yep. Fat bastard champ Alex Foster. Does Oney Lorcan have a gimmick? What should it be? Thanks, friendos.
Nope, and he shouldn't have one. His gimmick is
guy who likes to fight.
Exactly.
That's his gimmick.
Like, unpredictable guy who likes to fight. He's like 3 steps away from being insanity. But I never want him to be there, because that's too gimmicky. I want him to just be like ugly dude who likes to fight.
Yep.
Yeah. Empire of Filth. No, I'm not doing your name again, Neferetti.
He's already asked a question. One question per week per person.
One question per week, Neferetti.
Per show per person.
My goodness. Manuel Garcia de Paredes. If WWE decided to cancel 205 Live, how would you relocate the CW roster? You know, I think that if they tightened up Raw, they could bring the entire Cruiserweight division to Raw and improve Raw,
mm-hmm.
because you'd have to SmackDown it up a little bit. You know, you'd have to jam more story in that time that you have available.
Yeah. Marcius Mark. Hey, friendos. WWE has just announced the 205 Live spinoff show called Fat Bastards of Wrestling. It needs your help booking the main eventers and the champion. Only rule is a wrestler needs to be 305 pounds or more.
That reminds me, why haven't we done a count out top 10 hosses?
Could. We have no count out in place for Sunday.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, yeah, top 10 hosses. Who's prime hoss? Who's number one?
Oh, Stan Hansen, isn't it?
or is it Barry Windham? Not really a hoss, though.
Windham, no.
He wasn't really a hoss. Like,
he was tall.
He was tall.
But he wasn't, you know.
Not really a hoss, though, was he? Probably Stan Hansen. But find out on the countout.
Or Vader. Is Vader Haas? Vader Haas status?
Definitely Haas,
okay,
right?
He's a contender for top Haas. Prime Haas.
Would you consider Andre the Giant a Haas?
Not really.
Not really. No, he's a giant.
No, he's just He's as large.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Big Show, Haas or no? Not really. Haas, here's the thing about Haas.
Well, let's see. The Giant, no. Big Show as of like 2 years ago, yes.
Okay, but here's the thing about
Big
Haas.
Show now, maybe not.
I think Haas's aren't super long. I think Haas's are like normal guys with big bellies that are just bastards. I think that's Haas.
Well, I think a Haas is just a large guy.
But Big Show is like...
And not just in terms of height. I mean, in terms of girth, too.
Big Show has like... He's like genetically too large.
Yeah.
I think a Haas needs to be a normal dude. Like JBL when he was, you know, definitely a Haas. When he had like cowboy boots and long hair.
Yeah.
What they used to call him?
They were the Blackjacks.
Blackjacks. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. He's definitely a Haas. Anyways, we're going to do a Haas episode.
Well, we have to define what a Haas is first.
Yeah,
exactly. There's some confusion. There
definitely some confusion. Main eventers and the champion of Fat Bash's wrestling rule. Wrestlers have to be 305 and up. You think Chris Hero's over 305?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know how tall he is.
He's pretty tall. I think he's 6'4".
Jesus, really? If he's 6'4", he's a big dude. He might be hovering around 300.
305 plus, that's a lot, though.
305 is a lot. Like, you're going to have a really thin roster at 305 plus. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to include a Big Show.
Is Heavy Machinery, each of those guys, 305?
About each of them, but they're
Djokovic
close.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a tag team.
Well, we'd have to split them up. All right, next question. Gilbert.
Damo.
Damo. Oh, top Haas. Oh, he's top Haas in the company right now. My God. Best Haas. El Ingobernable de Tejas, Adam Mayhem. Since Pete Dunne's probably Triple H's new Orton, who will stable up and fight the new Evolution? Well, that's got to be Instable, right?
Yeah, Instable. He's saying Balor and his new Balor Club. Finn, Gallows and Anderson, and who else?
I really wish that they would call him by the name he has him listed as here, Gal Anderson.
Gal Anderson?
Yeah. Finn, well, if it's Balor Club, then yeah, put AJ in there. AJ, Finn, Gal Anderson.
Okay.
And AJ can always refer to it as Styles Club. Finn always refers to it as Balor Club.
And Gallows and Anderson can refer to it as Gal Anderson Club.
Gal Anderson Club. Exactly.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
Luis Laredo. Hey, friendos. If you guys get invited by 2K Games to try out the next WWE game, would you ask them to bring something back from previous games or pitch them an idea or two on what you'd like to see in the future? P.S. Thanks for Steve pronouncing my name right. You're one of the few that has. Not sure if Larson...
would like to try it or not.
Oh, I just did.
You just did. Louis Laredo.
Yeah. Custom cutscenes.
Yeah, that would really help. There's a couple things, okay? Custom cutscenes are good, but when you come out to drop a promo, I want like more custom promo things because like when you come out to drop a promo, I want other people to be able to come out with you.
I know, more than one or two people.
I want managers... to be able to come out with you in Extreme Rules and Falls Count Anywhere matches.
And then do a promo with three participants.
Yeah. More, that would all be good. Basically, more promos. And then, I mean, this is sort of a luxury item, but I would like to be able to cut promos backstage in the office. You know, they have the backstage brawl. Why not just let you do some cutscenes there?
Yeah, cutscenes.
Cutscenes. And then quadruple blood. So we kind of confirmed they have double and triple blood.
Yeah.
Quadruple blood. Alex C. Do you think SmackDown has become almost a second developmental stage after NXT, like a finishing class? All the established NXT guys went straight to Raw, and all the people who needed a bit more experience went to SmackDown, where they're given the opportunity to shine. That's actually a pretty good point. It's not a bad point.
Yeah, it's not a bad point. I don't think that's probably how it's viewed by the office.
I would doubt that, too.
They're stacking Raw with more of the
top
tier
talent. Yeah, like in a backwards way, it might be. I'm not sure they consider it that necessarily exactly, but I do kind of think that if you go to SmackDown from NXT, you're relegated to SmackDown. I kind of think that, you know, it's like, well, he's not really. I mean, Triple H has even said Samoa Joe is where he belongs. Whenever Triple H talks about somebody really top notch, talks about them going to Raw.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they obviously feel Raw is
the flagship show. Yeah,
I know. Exactly.
I know. Geriatric champ, the old man Jenkins. Do you think there's anyone in NXT at the moment who would fit into Triple H's new faction? Possibly a women's wrestler.
A women's wrestler.
So we have Triple H. We have Samoa Joe. Kevin Owens, it seems like. Not confirmed, but it seems that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, Bobby Roode.
Oh, Bobby Roode definitely fits. Bobby Roode and Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
But if we had to choose a women's wrestler, who would we go with?
I can kind of see Peyton Royce fitting in.
I can maybe see that. I was going to go with... I was going to go with Charlotte, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because he had Flair before in his stable.
But the question asked about NXT, so I'll just keep...
Oh, an NXT. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about what, between five different people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess Peyton Royce would be by default. One more question. Let's see here. Oh, we'll do two more questions because okay. I want to answer this one. The Scots says, been a patron for a few months now. This is my first question, so I want to say thank you. How excited are you for the Patrick Clark experience next week?
I am very
excited. I love Patrick Clark. We haven't seen nearly enough of him.
I like the big game.
Oh, I know what you're talking about on NXT. I know what you're talking about. I did read that.
What? Oh.
The thing you're going to bring up.
Yeah.
And yes, I am crushed.
Well, you should also be excited by the potentials of it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
As for Patrick Clark, yes, I'm excited. I'm happy they did a little promo video to tease his appearance next week. That's great.
I'm very excited. Here's a good question about NXT. The Genetic Freak Champion, Johnny Ferks. I'm a big fan of No Way Jose, and I am also Dominican, so I really want to see him go far. But like others who are in his NXT gimmick, I feel it won't work well with a huge crowd. My question, should he change his gimmick before going to Maine? It kind of smacks of a little bit of Adam Rose.
Well, there was that during his feud with Austin Aries.
Yeah, like a mean streak.
Yeah, they brought some dimension to the character. And I thought that really worked.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, so much so that I thought he had a chance of beating Austin Aries.
Yeah.
They haven't really touched on that kind of the mean streak in No Way Jose quite as much since then. But I think that's something they could tap into.
He has this sort of... the thing that I love about No Way Jose is he has sort of this natural... almost edge about him where he's like supremely confident.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't really shown a lot of vulnerability. And I like that. Because I think it gives him a fighting chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that about him. I think that he's... like, he looks weathered, for one thing.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look like he's just some, you know, new guy with, like, you know, he's just dancing around and stuff. Like, I feel like he's been through, like, knife fights. And he's just happy to be... like, he's been through, like, several knife fights. And... he's got the perspective in his life that, you know, you got to live it up now. That's how I feel about No Way Jose. I don't feel like he's a new guy who just likes to party.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been through some shit, and because of it, he's got perspective on life.
That he wants to enjoy life. Okay.
Right?
No, that makes sense.
You kind of feel me on that one, right?
But then he can tap into the mean streak when he needs to.
Exactly. Like, he can put himself back in that situation where he's staring down a blade.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And he comes out of it. Oh, man. Anyways, is that it?
That's it.
All right, that's it for NXT 205 Live. I apologize for my voice. I promise next week it'll be mucho better.
Well, don't promise. Just say you'll try.
Yeah, I'm old, man.
Drink some tea with some lemon and honey.
Would you like some tea?
That would help.
Cream and sugar.
You don't want to do anything with dairy in it. Dairy makes you phlegmy. It could make it worse.
Nothing? No.
No dairy.
No dairy?
No dairy.
No deal. All right. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
I sound like John Laurinaitis.